Ervin Daf Sadiches. So the Mishnah said, "Ha'yikari b'sofer al iskofa." If a person was reading from a scroll on the threshold of his house, and the scroll rolled outside, he could roll it back in. But ha'yikari b'rosh hagag, if he was reading on the top of a roof and it rolled from his hand, then it seems that there are three opinions in the Mishnah. Tanakama says, "Ad shlo igila saritvachim golo etzlo mishigila saritvachim hovcho alaksav." If the other end is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, you could roll it back up. But if it's within 10 tefachim, it should be turned face down. The Gemara later explains that turning face down is the best available option when there's no way we can just cover the ksav with cloth, which would obviously be ideal. The second sheet is Rabbi Yudol, Merafilu in Mesluk, Menorizel, Kumlo, Machat, Gavlo, Tzla. Rabbi Yudol, even if it's just slightly off the ground, he could roll it back. Rabbi Shimon, Merafilu, Baritz, Atzmo, Gavlo, Tzla. Rabbi Shimon holds, even if it's on the ground, he can roll it back because Ein Lechadavr, Mishum Shvus, Omid Bifnei Kisvei HaKodesh. In order to protect the dignity of Holy Svarim, we would allow the violation of an Isser Drabanan, like pulling something that's partially in Rishus Rabin back into a Rishus Yachid. Gemara asks, what are the details of the first case? And gives three approaches. What's the case of the Yiskofa, where you're standing on the threshold? So the first approach is, Rav Yehuda suggests that the Yiskofa is a Rishus Yachid, and the Sefer rolled into a Rishus Rabin. The Reisha and the Mishnah assumes, like Rabbi Shimon, that we waive the Yisr Drabanan of rolling the Sefer back in order to protect the holy books. Rabba holds the second approach, that even Rabbi Yehuda, who only allows rolling back a Sefer that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, would agree in the case of the threshold that we can roll it back, because the Yiskof is not just a stama threshold, it's a Yiskof hanidresses. It's a threshold that's trampled on a lot, so it would lead to significantly worse denigration of the Svarim, much bigger bizayin to the Svarim. Abai rejects our explanation because we should even allow rolling it back when it rolled more than 4 amos, since we waive Yisurim Drabanan to protect serious denigration to the Svarim. So instead, Abai suggests a third approach, that Hacha b'Yiskofa Karmelis Askinan. The threshold is a Karmelis that has a Rishus Rabin running in front of it, where even carrying the entire Sefer from the street to the threshold would not be an Issa D'Oraisa, and we therefore allow rolling it back when you're still holding one end in your hand. If it had been rolled more than Dalet Amos away, actually carrying it back would involve an Issa D'Oraisa, so we don't even allow rolling it back when you're holding one end in your hand, Midrabanan. The Gemara asks that there's still a concern that he may violate an Issa D'Oraisa, because he might bring it back from the Rishus Rabin into the house, which is a Rishus Yachid, through the Yiskofa, which is a Karmelis, which is still an Issa D'Oraisa, because he's taken from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yachid. So the Gemara gives two answers. Maybe we're dealing with a threshold that's so long that he will remember not to bring it all the way back into the house before he gets past it. Or the second answer is, people normally stop to look at Kisvei HaKodesh, so he won't bring it straight into the Rosh Hashanah. And even if he stops in the Rosh Hashanah to read it, we might assume, like Ben Azai, that the very act of walking is considered a stop with each step, so he stops in the Yiskofa. There's no need to be concerned that he will throw it straight from the Rosh Hashanah into the Rosh Hashanah, because we're talking about Kisvei HaKodesh, and it's also to throw Kisvei HaKodesh. Mishnah mentioned that if we can't roll the Sefer back up to the roof, we should turn it face down. V'halonach, so if the Sefer is dangling in mid-air, what would be the problem with rolling it back up to the roof? If it's not resting anywhere, it doesn't even come close to looking like an Issa D'Oraisa. So Amar Rava b'kosel m'shupa. Rava explains that the Sefer is resting because the wall of the building is slanted. It's wider at the bottom. When Rabbi Yehuda then says that even if it's slightly off the ground, you can roll it back, he's talking about a case of a straight wall where the Sefer is dangling. Had it been resting within 3 tefachim of the ground on a kosel m'shupa, it would be osur to roll back. Zak the Mishnah, Zishil v'nechalo nosin lov v'nokti menu b'Shabbos. A person can transfer things between his house and a window ledge on Shabbos. Abai explains that even though the area under the ledge is a Rishus Rabin, we're not concerned that the kelim will fall and he'll bring them back in, because we're speaking about fragile kelim that will break when they fall. The Braisa says that a ledge that's 4 tefachim wide can be used, and if the window completes the shear of 4 tefachim, we can only use the part that's directly across from the window, but the rest of the ledge cannot be used because things can fall too easily from it. Zak the Mishnah, Omid Adam Rishus Yachid, Metaltel Rishus Rabin, Rishus Rabin, Metaltel Rishus Yachid. A person can stand in one Rishus and move things within another Rishus as long as he doesn't move things 4 amos in Rishus Rabin. However, a person cannot stand in one Rishus and urinate or spit into another Rishus. Also, if he has saliva collected in his mouth, Rabbi Yehuda holds he cannot even walk 4 amos without spitting, but that's Rabbi Yehuda's addition. The Gemara points out that on Daf Kuf Aleph, the Mishnah will mention the machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chamin, whether a person can stand in one Rishus and move things within another Rishus. Rav Meir holds its Asr, and Rabbi Chanina had a version of our Mishnah that conforms to Rav Meir's view that, in fact, it's Asr, not like our version of the Mishnah, which seems to say 100% that it's Mutter. That's the summary of Erev and Daf Tzadiches.